Redbird fans, Heller Ford in El Paso and Heller Motors in Pontiac remind you to shop their huge selection of new and used vehicles online at hellerstores.com. That's hellerstores.com. John Fitzgerald, Mike Matthews back here in downtown St. Louis. Blake Haas is back at our network studios in Bloomington. The Birds trailing eighth-seeded UNI 9-7 with 15.5 to play in this opening half on the opening day of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament.
Fitz, we played 4.5 minutes. How many turnovers total for both teams?
None.
Zero. How long will that continue?
Hopefully for about 36.5 more minutes.
Well, Northern Iowa always seems to be a team that can force turnovers.
And they were able to kind of turn those into points in the two regular season meetings with the Birds. Both wins for UNI, but the Birds off to a frenetic start here. UNI is knocked down 2-4 from beyond the arc. But both ball clubs have wanted to get up and down the floor early on. Birds break huddle out of the timeout. Seneca Knight, Darius Burford, Kendall Lewis, Luke Kazupke, and Lee McChesney check in for the first time this afternoon. Birds attacking for quarter right. Seneca Knight, off of McChesney, screen to the foul line. Works his way in deep, can't get loose, and a jump pass up top over to McChesney. He'll play it away, Kazupke catching. He works top side, right side, Lewis. Sends a pass into the corner, Burford blows off the wing. Up top, Seneca Knight, a whistle, and they're going to call a steps on Darius Burford. They're going to say he picked up his pivot foot. She tried to come out of that left corner into the paint, and the Birds, right on cue, commit their first turnover of the afternoon.
Yeah, good to see Luke on the floor. Home game for Luke.
St. Louis native out of Chaminade High School. Bowen Bourne works the left handle. Has it out front, right side, three ball, well short of the mark. It's an air ball, goes out of bounds, baseline left. He tried to fire it off the pick for behind Drew Daniel. But that was a good foot shy of his intended target. And Northern Iowa gives it right back over to the Birds, who trail it by two. UNI 9, Birds 7. 14:47 to play first half. Burford works left sideline. Between the legs and the dribble up top, Kazupke has it top side. Right side, McChesney. Now Seneca Knight. Lewis looking inside. A whistle and a foul off the basketball. It's going to go against UNI. And they're going to get Landon Wolf, the 6'5 freshman out of Cedar Falls, who's battling down low, I believe, with Liam McChesney.
Yeah, I didn't see much there.
That was well off the basketball. So the Birds inbound, 20 in the timer. McChesney at the foul line, sends it left side. Lewis, he'll rise a three and splash it down again. Kendall Lewis with two threes here in the opening portion of this first half, and the Birds are out in front. 10-9 Illinois State, 14-18 to play first half. Betts above the arc. He works on Kazupke, dribble handoff, not a Wolf. Picks up his dribble, finds Bourne. He works left perimeter, drives by McChesney. They switch, now guarded by Knight. Bourne angles in, left of the key. High arcer doesn't go, and Liam McChesney skies for the Redbird rebound. Outlet to Burford, steers it toward the top of the wheel, refeeds McChesney, lob feed caught by Lewis, low left, ran into Wolf, a whistle. They're just going to say the ball was deflected away, and they're going to keep it with the Birds. No foul called, but they're going to say somehow that was off Wolf.
Yeah, unusual, because I thought Lewis caught the ball when he came down. He was out of bounds.
Lewis has it now off the inbounds pass, drives on Betts, low left, layup, good, counted in the foul. Entry feed on a baseline inbounds. They got it in at the high post to Lewis. He went right down Broadway into the teeth of James Betts. Put it off the window and in. Kendall Lewis has 8 here in the opening half, and he'll go to the line looking to make it 9.
Kendall must have been listening to my keys to the game. I thought he and Seneca would need to score 46 points together, and boy, Lewis is off to a great start offensively.
Be hard to believe that everybody doesn't listen to your keys to the game.
How do you know they don't?
That's a good point. I don't. So Lewis to the line, foul line right. 77% on the year. Missed it off back iron. Liam McChesney gets called for going over the back of Drew Daniel. And the rebound attempt. So McChesney will pick up his first. Kendall Lewis leading all scores with 8 points here in the early going. The Birds a three-point edge. 12-9. 13:45 to play. Ege Peksari native of Turkey, works the dribble, gives Titan Anderson to the foul line. He's matched up with Lewis. Yo-yos the dribble, gives to Landon Wolf on the left flank. Angles in, curls back out to Pexari. Lob feed down to Titan Anderson, but Seneca Knight stepped in front, took it away. Here come the Birds left to right. Seneca to a trailing Lewis. Catch and shoot three out front, left it short off the front of the iron. And Wolf pulls down the rebound off the deck for Northern Iowa. Up ahead, Trey Campbell. He had six trays against the Birds in Cedar Falls. He works it now right perimeter. Gives Drew Daniel. Works the left-hand dribble as he traces the arc. Left corner, Campbell. He'll fire a three and knock it down. Trey Campbell from downtown, first of the afternoon off the bench. 34th of the campaign, and UNI is drawn even with the Birds. We're tied at 12. 12:49 to play in this first half. McChesney guarded by Daniel. Dribble handoff, Seneca Knight. Now they switch off him. Lewis, touch pass, caught by McChesney. Low left, turns on Wolf and got it to crawl over the front of the orange tin. Good post move by McChesney. His first two off the bench. The Birds are back out in front by two, 14-12.
And good by Illinois State to recognize that mismatch inside and take advantage of McChesney's size.
Campbell, a jump pass, Anderson to a curling Wolf. Straight on three out front. Remy, no. Drew Daniel pulls on the rebound off the deck. Beats Campbell. He'll fire a three off the mark to the right-hand side of the rim. And Poindexter collars the carom for the Birds. He's going to push quickly into the offensive end. Birds attacking four-court right. Seneca Knight, lob feet, threw it over the outstretched hands of Lewis and into the hands of Campbell for UNI. Here come the Panthers. Campbell spinning in the lane like a corkscrew with the right hand, lays it up and in. Great move in transition by Campbell. He has five, and UNI has tied the ball game at 14 apiece. 11:45 to play. Opening half here on a Thursday afternoon. Poindexter, guarded by Daniel, a bounce into the post. Seneca Knight catching, wheels into the lane, up against a double team, and somehow pushed it through with the left hand. Seneca Knight, his first two of the afternoon, and the Birds are back out in front, 16-14.
Illinois State really needs to take advantage of that because Northern Iowa doesn't have anybody physically that matches up with Seneca Knight.
Very few do. Wolf to Pexari. He'll dribble to the foul line with a right-hand dribble. Back to Wolf. Start a pass out to Campbell. Campbell pick and roll to Daniel. Couldn't handle the entry pass down low left of the key. Lost it out of bounds. It'll be Redbird basketball when we come back. Timeouts on the floor. We'll step out 11:08 to play in this opening half. The opening round of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. It's Illinois State 16, UNI 14. Back in a moment. You're listening to Illinois State Redbird basketball on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.